AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's attorney says the Army officer who conducted a pretrial hearing is recommending Bergdahl be spared the chance of a lengthy jail sentence. Ed Donahue has details.
Bergdahl was charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, a charge that could have carried a maximum penalty of life imprisonment. The recommendation is he face a lower-level court-martial. He could avoid any jail time at all and could be punished with a reduction of rank and a bad conduct discharge.
Bergdahl walked away from his post in Afghanistan and was captured in 2009. He was exchanged last year for five Taliban commanders. Final decision rests with General Robert Abrams, commanding general of the U.S. Army Forces Command. Former investigator with the Congressional Committee looking into the Benghazi attack accuses the panel of carrying out a politically motivated investigation. Violet Ekonomova tells us more.
The former investigator tells the New York Times he was fired, partly for trying to conduct a comprehensive probe into the deadly attacks. Air Force Reserve Major Bradley Podlyska says the committee turned all of its attention to Clinton and the State Department when Clinton's private email controversy began, and that it de-emphasized other agencies involved with the attacks. The House Benghazi Committee has denied Podlyska's accusations and says he was fired for showing bias in his investigative work. Podlyska plans to take the issue to court. Violet Ekonomova, Washington.
A small plane has crashed into a house in South Lake Tahoe, California. Police and fire officials say everyone on the ground is okay, but there's no word on the fates of the two people who were on the plane. A lawyer for the family of Tamir Rice says the release of two independent reviews concluding the Cleveland 12-year-old shooting by police was justified shows the prosecutor is avoiding accountability. Rice, who was holding a pellet pistol, was killed by a rookie police officer. This is AP Radio News. During a Democratic Party fundraiser last night in San Francisco, President Obama had some lighthearted advice for rapper Kanye West and his desire to run for the White House.
Do you really think that this country is going to elect a black guy from the South Side of Chicago with a funny name to be president of the United States? That is crazy.
When West appeared on the MTV Video Music Awards last month, he announced that he would run for president in 2020. The United States held off an inspired rally today to win golf's President's Cup for the sixth straight time. This one, however, came down to the final match. The Americans got the winning point from Bill Haas, son of U.S. Captain Bill Haas, who won two up over an emotionally distraught Bae Sang-moon. College football, top eight in the AP Top 25, all posted wins. Number nine, Texas A&M, didn't play. 10th-ranked Oklahoma was dropped by Texas, 24-17. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.